the Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival returns. New films, debut programming for kids, and more. Happens this weekend. Head to Wealthy Theater from Friday to Sunday. And my next guest here certainly to talk about it. Glad you are back in the house, Tony Perrine. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Shelley.
And Stefan Bedere.
Bedere,
yeah. Yes.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, Stefan. Good to see you as well here in the studio. Well, congratulations. Another film festival. I hate to use the word bigger and better, but it looks like it's going to be debuting some cool things and returning with new films. So, first of all, Tony, tell me a little bit about the intent of the festival.
So, the main intent, of course, is to share wonderful films from Latin America with the West Michigan community to give our audience a diversity of perspectives on our neighbors to the south. And in this case, we are including not only award-winning films from all over the continent, but also a couple of documentaries and a children's film for the first time. So we're very excited about that.
Stefan, would you add to that?
Well, yes, this, as Tony was saying, this year we have a special programming for kids on Saturday afternoon with two puppet shows, one in English, one in Spanish, and an animated movie from Uruguay. We also have two directors with us. On Friday night we will have Colombian director Catalina Mesa with us. She will be presenting our documentary. And on Saturday night, we will have Gustavo Rondon, which is a Venezuelan director, presenting his film that was screened at the film festival, at Cannes Film Festival last year, called La Familia.
This weekend is free to the public. All films will be shown with English subtitles. This is wonderful.
This is part of the project and the idea to offer this opportunity to the community without even thinking about spending $1, because we want everybody to get accustomed and to watch these great films that usually do not get the promotion they deserve in the U.S. So it's really a way for us to have our community, Spanish-speaking community, English-speaking community, get together and discover the diversity of Latin America.
And is that the key, Tony? Nice segue, Latin American Film Festival.
Latin American films, free and open to the public at Wealthy Theater starting Friday evening. Brought to you, sponsored by a coalition of area universities, including Grand Valley State University, Aquinas, Calvin, Cornerstone, Davenport, Hope, the Consulate of Columbia in Chicago, the Pragda Spanish Film Club, the Michigan Council for the Arts, and a few other sponsors as well. But we want to give them due credit for providing the funds to offer this wonderful event to the community.
So basically, nine recent films from the Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, Paraguay, and Venezuela, right?
Yes, that's correct. And the idea always has been to offer diversity in terms of origins, too, in terms of topics, because it's important for us to show that Latin America goes beyond Mexico or even Guatemala, and it really has a lot of diversity to offer, but at the same time, through films, people can see that really the struggles people go through in Latin America are not that different than the struggles that people go through in the U.S. It's about family, it's about love, it's about jobs, and so it's a nice way to familiarize the community here with what's happening in Latin America through art and through films, because we always try, the main criteria for us is to present great films, great cinematography.
Tony, are some of the films, I don't want to say longer than others, but I'm trying to work nine films into my 2.5 days here.
They are feature-length films. Some of the films are a little on the short end. That's like 90 minutes still. A few of the films are followed by panel discussions with local experts and or people who are very familiar with the cultures. So there's this learning component that is part of our program. They're great films. They're emphasizing our shared experiences and commonalities, and I think that the art of film is exactly the portal for that, which we're trying to really make available. And I just want to make sure that we do mention our website.
Yes.
It's www.grlaff.org. So people can see the full program, the descriptions, trailers, lots of information about the visiting filmmakers, and of course, just the schedule and when things are happening.
And as we mentioned, Stefan, looks like Friday night at 8 and Saturday night at 8 are where your two directors are sharing.
Yes, we'll have the two directors with us. So they'll be able to share first before the film with the audience during an hour while we will have some food for everybody coming in to watch these movies.
Free delicious food
from Mikasa, a Dominican restaurant here in Grand Rapids. And so after the film, obviously, we will have a Q&A session with the two directors. But also, I want to emphasize that for three other of the films we're showing over the festival, we'll have panels afterwards with a specialist in films and a specialist in the country we're presenting through that film, which is, for example, we have Paraguay, the movie Guarani at 2:30 on Saturday, and we have two other panels, I think, on Sunday at 12:30 around a film from Brazil, and then after that around a documentary about Mexico at, I believe,
2:30,
yes.
Yeah, that's great. And again, we'll give that website near the end of our conversation. There's a live puppet show in Spanish at 1:30 on Saturday?
Yes, so that's a first. And we have to thank one of our colleagues at Grand Valley State University, Jason Yancey. He's actually teaching a class, a Spanish class, and using puppets. So he organizes shows. And we thought, well, it'd be a wonderful opportunity for us to create an event, especially for children, because that was part of the feedback we got from previous years. There was nothing for children, nothing specifically for families. So we decided to have this, and so Jason would take care of one puppet show in English, and his students would actually take care of the other puppet show in Spanish, and in between we'll have this animated movie from Uruguay. So I believe it's a great opportunity for kids and families to
join. And so far it sounds like the feedback we're getting, this is going to be a very popular event, so we're very excited about being able to offer this new component.
I mean, this is the festival's 8th season, and again,
and Stefan has been there from the beginning.
Yeah, I feel old. And
yes,
and it originated with two colleagues, one from Grand Valley State University and one from Calvin College, who had that idea, and they were joined by a colleague from Aquinas College. And at the time, I was working at Grand Valley. I'm now at Aquinas College. And so, yes, we grew a lot from this first edition in 2010. But the goal remained the same, which is to bring this diversity of films and filmmakers also to the scene here in Grand Rapids and have an opportunity for our community to engage in a discussion about Latin America. And also, obviously, to have our students from different universities having this opportunity to participate in the organization, to help as volunteers, and also, obviously, to enjoy these films.
I imagine after Sunday comes and goes, you'll be meeting for next year's 9th annual. But until then, enjoy this year's 8th annual, the Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival, returning this weekend. New films, debut programming for kids, and more. What is your final word, Tony?
My final word is please come out and enjoy this wonderful program. And we want to again refer you to the website, www.grlaff.org. That's the Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival.
And the Facebook page and the Twitter icon, too.
Yes,
right.
And this starts Wednesday or Friday night through Sunday, correct?
That's correct, yes. Thank you very much.
All right, guys, have fun, and thanks for educating West Michigan. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank